This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, but has ordered her to be resentenced. In the ruling released this morning, the court found that a 9-year prison sentence was based on improper consideration of her free speech rights. CPR's Tom Hess has been on this case since the start. He's also been reviewing the 78-page ruling.
While this resentencing thing is a pretty big deal, the original conviction all stands. Tina's defense team challenged numerous portions of that conviction, defenses that she should have been allowed to make, issues she should have been able to bring up, prosecutorial misconduct. None of those held water with the Court of Appeals.
Peters was convicted in 2024 on charges related to improper access to voting equipment after the 2020 election. Renters are feeling some relief as the costs across the West drop. That's thanks in part to a building boom. Yet at the same time, home ownership remains out of reach for many. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Hernandez has more.
The median price for a new lease is down 1.5% from a year ago across the country. But in some Mountain West states, the decline in cost to renters is much stronger. Rob Warnock is a lead economic researcher with Apartment List, which is behind the study.
5% year-over-year rent declines in Denver. We've got around 4 to 5% through a lot of Arizona. Salt Lake City prices are down 2.5%.
While this is good news for renters, Warnock says rents are still higher than they were before the COVID pandemic 6 years ago. Still, Warnock says the supply-demand equation in the marketplace gives a small edge to renters looking for a deal.
This is CPR News and KRCC.